You're listening to New Tinea. Mercury may have shrunk 30% more than its wrinkles show. A new correction for rough, impact-covered terrain raises Mercury's estimated contraction by 10% to 30%, with Baby Colombo due to test the result. Mercury may have contracted substantially more than its familiar cliffs and ridges suggest. A new analysis of NASA Messenger data estimates that the planet's diameter could have decreased by as much as 23 kilometers as its interior cooled, roughly 10% to 30% more contraction than earlier surface mapping indicated. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers compared Mercury's contraction features with a new global map of surface roughness.
What did they find?
Rough, impact-covered terrain contains fewer visible scarps and ridges, implying that part of the geological record is hidden or harder to form.
Why does it matter?
The revised estimate gives planetary scientists a tighter constraint on how Mercury's unusually large core and mantle have cooled. Key number. Mercury may have lost up to 23 kilometers from its diameter, compared with earlier estimates of about 4 to 16 kilometers. A geological ruler with missing marks. As Mercury loses heat, its metal-rich interior contracts and the rocky shell must fit around a slightly smaller planet. The crust responds by thrusting one block over another, leaving curved cliffs called lobate scarps and lower wrinkle ridges. Scientists have traditionally added up the shortening recorded by these structures to estimate the planet's total contraction. The new study, published in Geophysical Research Letters on September 10th, tested a basic weakness in that method. Not every part of Mercury preserves or reveals these structures equally well. The team combined topography from MESSENGER with a global catalog of contractional landforms and measured how their distribution changed across smooth and rough terrain. Impacts may conceal part of Mercury's history. The researchers found fewer mapped shortening structures in rough areas, especially terrain disturbed by material thrown out of impact craters. Several explanations could contribute. Ejecta may bury older faults, jumbled terrain may make scarps difficult to recognize, or the broken crust may deform without producing the same long, clear ridges seen on smoother plains. Correcting for this observational bias raised the inferred contraction by roughly 10% to 30%. The result does not mean Mercury recently shrank by 23 kilometers. It is an estimate of cumulative change over billions of years, recorded imperfectly on a surface that has also endured repeated impacts. A near-term test from Baby Colombo. Existing MESSENGER maps generally resolve features larger than about 5 kilometers, leaving smaller structures below the practical detection threshold. The European-Japanese Baby Colombo mission is expected to enter Mercury orbit in November 2026 and return sharper topography and imaging. Those observations can test whether rough regions truly hide more small faults and refine the global estimate. Before we overstate the result, this is a model-based correction to a geological inventory, not a direct measurement of Mercury's diameter changing today. The upper estimate depends on assumptions about how surface roughness affects the preservation, formation, and detection of faults. Baby Colombo may strengthen the result, narrow it, or show that different terrains need different corrections. Why the number matters? Mercury's amount of contraction is one of the few visible records of heat escaping from its interior. A larger total would require models of its early temperature, mantle behavior, and oversized core to account for more cooling. The result, therefore, changes the boundary conditions for explaining Mercury's evolution, even though it does not by itself reveal the core's exact size, composition, or present state. Read the full article at newtknea.com.